do you call that outside of the bacon, the part that you have to cut off?
Skin.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it hide, but skin, I believe, is the right name for it.
Uh-huh. And the kind of person who kills and sells meat, you call him the...
Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say the meat
is tainted.
Or it's done...
Spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard
you of... You ever eaten that made out of hog head cheese?
Uh-uh.
That's a whole lot better than these cheese you get out of the store.
What cooked. Does it taste like?
Well, I couldn't hardly tell you what it tastes like, but you put that head in the pot, you know, cut it half in two,
mm-hmm.
and cut the nose off, and you cook him till all the meat leaves the bone, then take your hand, squeeze it up, and work it up, and put sage and pepper and salt in it, and put it in a crock and set a smoothing iron on it, and next morning, put it in the ice box. It's cold, and you take it out in and just empty it out like a cake or something, and cut it off in slices.
Mm-hmm.
Nephew used to live over here. He killed a big hog about 3-4 years ago, and they didn't eat the head. They give me the head, and I asked them if they ever ate hog head cheese, and they said no. His wife said she didn't like it. So I took it and made some myself, and I carried them some over there, and they said they really liked it then. And then I had another hog that wanted to give me that head, but I didn't want to fool with it. That's the devil's job, cleaning one of them heads and mm-hmm. cook him and fix him up like that.
Have you ever heard of scrapple or pond hoss or... Cripple? Something?
Cracklings.
Scrapple or pond hoss? Something made with the hog head cheese?
No, I never hear that.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything by cooking and grinding up the liver?
The liver?
Mm-hmm.
No. We used to grind up the meat and make sausage out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did hear nobody grind up the liver.
What about the blood? Have you ever heard of making anything out of that?
Out of what?
The blood. The hog blood.
Oh, the bite. The light.
No, the blood.
Oh, the blood.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never did. We never did fool with none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I did. I've heard people talking about blood pudding.
Uh-huh.
But I never seen none of it, but I've heard people speak of making blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, some of them used to catch the blood, you know, when they cut a cow's throat when they're butchering them. And take it and make blood pudding. Well, I wouldn't eat none of that stuff, but I've never seen none of it.
Mm-hmm. Say if butter had been kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was...
Was tainted or spoiled.
Uh-huh. What about the thick milk? You call that...
Condensed milk.
Thick milk.
Yeah. Well, condensed milk is thick, all uh-huh. of it.
Well, the kind of sour milk.
Well, it gets thick, too. It goes to clabbering. If you keep mm-hmm. it too long, it turns to Blue John. It's blue-looking water.
Mm-hmm. Is Blue John good to eat or drink?
Well, no, it ain't fit to eat when it goes to Blue John.
Mm-hmm.
You generally throw it out away if you keep it that long. But clabber's pretty good, and you beat up and put sugar in it.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you can make out of the clabber?
Well, you can make clabber cheese out of it.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
First thing you have to do, well, after you milk, the first thing you do, you strain it
mm-hmm.
through a cloth or a strainer. Old people back yonder, and them, way back yonder years ago, they didn't know what a strainer was. They used a white cloth to strain it through.
Mm-hmm.
Put it over the bucket, you know, and strain it in the crock, and then, like I told you, they didn't have no ice boxes, nothing, no ice. They strained it and poured it in a one year crockerwise jug with a handle on it and tied a rope to it and let it down the well
mm-hmm.
to keep it from spoiling. I think when milk sours, it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people eat it when it gets to be clabber, but I don't think that